Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Psychic Paris has joined us.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Mm. Yes, come in to my psychic lair. Oh, well. Crystal ball's out.
Mm-hmm.
I today am determining whether you went to private or public school based on just one or two questions. Now, this has come about because obviously private school dating app Toffee landed in Australia this week. The app itself, I think, silly. Mm. However, they're insinuating it makes a huge difference to who you are.
Mm.
Therefore, it should be quite simple for Psychic Paris.
Okay, Psychic Paris has been given the task of, by asking one or two random, unrelated questions, working out if somebody has gone to public or private school. Now, we've got Jessica on the line right now. Jess, how are you?
How are you going? Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Jessica, what sport did you play in high school?
None.
No sport. What colour was your uniform?
It was blue.
I must just say, these seem like related questions, not unrelated questions.
I don't know enough about...
Not random questions. Anyway, continue.
Oh, zip it. Public school.
Public school.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Jessica.
Okay.
No worries.
Sorry that you can't download Toffee.
I'm sure Jessica isn't. Yeah, that's right. I think you're doing fine. All right. Thank you for that. That's one, Paris. Well done. We'll move across to Bailey now. Bailey, are you ready to put Psychic Paris to the test?
Sure am.
Bailey, I already have a suspicion about where you went to school.
Is that right already? Well, do you want to just, you want to make your prediction now without even asking a question?
I've made those mistakes before.
Okay. Right.
Bailey, when was the last time you went overseas, if ever?
Oh, goodness. 2014.
Did you go to Europe on that trip?
Yes.
Private school?
Yes.
Wow.
As I suspected. I suspected Wait. That if you can afford a Euro trip, then, you know, my psychic abilities were leading me down the private school path, regardless of your holiday habits, Bailey. Because Bailey's sort of a private school gal.
Oh, okay. Yep, sure. Okay. Well, Bailey, thank you very much for the call. We do appreciate Have a lovely day and a lovely weekend. And finally, we have Chantelle on the line. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You ready to put Paris to the test?
Okay.
Okay.
I know I said I wouldn't do this. Okay, no, I'm not going to do it. I was going to take the shot.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask the question, stay composed. How many times have you had your hair dyed different colours?
Four or five.
Four or five.
That is a random question.
How soon did you get it dyed? How old were you the first time you got it done?
Look, I waited until there was quite a bit of regrowth.
Right. Okay.
My heart and my psychic abilities say private, and that goes against what my head is saying, but we agreed on my psychic abilities.
Yep.
Private.
Private, Chantelle?
No, public.
Ah!
Damn it!
Two from three, though.
I like how you have the wrong sound effect ready, but when I get things right, there's no celebration.
Well, no, we did. We had a little ding. It just wasn't as big as the ba-bow. That's more pronounced.
I'm more psychic than not psychic.
Yes. No, two out of three. That's good. You're back on track. Psychic Paris is back on track. Chantelle, thank you very much for the call. Have
no
a lovely
worries.
Day
thank
and a lovely
you.
Weekend.
The lair is closed.
We've closed
for
the lair.
Another week.
The curtains are closed.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Oh, I do have some questions. I'm ready to ask some questions. Paris, are you ready to answer some questions?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really appreciate that you respect me as an oracle and you come to me periodically with the questions that you dwell upon.
Yes, that's true. And you, more often than not, give us answers. Whether they're the answers that we're wanting and looking for, that's another thing.
It's the world according to me.
But you are the oracle, that is correct. Okay. Well, here's your first question then, Oracle. If you put a humidifier and a dehumidifier in a room together and turn them both on, what would happen?
You'd have perfect air. The two humid bits would be non-humid. The not enough humid bits would be humidified.
Yeah,
you'd be sitting on a perfect zero.
Yeah. Tell you what would happen. It'd be a perfect waste of electricity. Here's another one. Similar kind of question. If a dude took a muscle relaxant and a Viagra at the same time, what would happen?
He'd certainly fall asleep.
Parts of him would.
It'd be hard to.
It would stop him from rolling out of bed.
Stop that.
All right, here's another one for you. If a priest blesses you and then you sneeze on a vampire, will that work? Does holy spit act the same as holy water?
No. Well, I guess it depends. Maybe the vampire will bless you after you sneeze. However, certainly not, because it would only work if somehow, as you sneezed, the priest said, bless that sneeze, and before it landed on the vampire.
Okay, speaking of that then, what happens then if a priest sneezes on a vampire? I mean, theoretically, he's already holy. Would that work?
I don't think they're regularly hanging out.
No, if it just happened.
If it just accidentally happened?
Yep. No? Okay.
Oh, I believe in vampires a little more than priests, so.
Is that right? Okay, one last one for you to peruse. If you say someone has a body like Thor, do you now have to specify which movie? Anyone but Endgame!
Yeah, well, I've got a body like Thor, but in Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd say so. Only if they're well-versed in Avengers. Otherwise, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Do you have to ask them, are you a fan of the Avengers movies?
Say you've got a body like Chris Hemsworth. If anything, that's more of a compliment.
Yeah, that's actually not too bad.
I'm going to keep it realsies with you, Haim.
Yep.
Every morning I walk into this studio and it is freezing.
Yep.
Like so cold, frigid for me, to the point where to my right I've got a blanket
you
and
do.
Just behind me I have a puffer jacket.
There's also a beanie in here, which I haven't seen you reach for yet, but I'm thinking it's only a matter of time.
I'm freezing in here and I don't make a secret of it either. I look at you across the desk and I say, Haim, I'm cold. I'm freezing cold. I can't cope with this.
And I do what every person would do in that situation and just ignore it.
Yes, you ignore it. Mm. You say absolutely nothing.
Yep.
And on occasion, I've turned our temperature gauge up and you've walked back over there and turned it back down.
That's right.
Now, I've found a way to climatise that, obviously. I've got my blankets, I've got my jacket, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
However, this morning I have changed the temperature again.
Yes, you have.
You haven't changed it back,
no,
and I'm feeling better than ever.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
feeling fantastic
Lovely.
This morning.
That's good.
And it turns out that there's a scientific reason why.
Mm.
So, scientists did a study with 500 men and women, and they had them perform a series of tasks, everyday office tasks, in a variety of temperatures. And they found that in higher temperatures, women perform better on maths and verbal tasks, while the reverse is true for men.
Right. Now, so we need it cold.
No.
No.
We need it warm so that I can perform better. I've been doing the job far less longer than you.
Yeah.
I need...
Oh.
Okay. The advantage.
You need all the help you can get.
Yeah.
I can actually say that although I am wearing a hoodie right now and it's a thin one, I'm sweating.
Even though, mind you, just to clarify for people, it is on 20 and warm. I haven't turned it to like 26 degrees.
That's ridiculous.
I turned it from 23 cold to 20 warm. So the only difference is that we're not getting blasted with frigid air.
Should be on a nice chilly 15 degrees in here just to keep things, you know, going.
You know,
so you're not going to fall asleep. It's not toasty.
I'm all too regularly asked by you why I'm constantly sick, why my nose is blocking up, why my throat hurts, and why I just can't get over colds.
Yeah.
I think that
it's the ice blast we give you.
I think it's the fact I'm sitting underneath an air conditioner, involuntarily subjected to sub-zero temperatures every morning. Mm. Now I've changed things up. How do I sound?
You actually sound all right. So maybe we should just keep it on that.
Maybe. Okay. Let's stop the conversation there.
I will take the hit if you're
Sunny. He's a hero, everyone. There's a saint amongst us. He's taking the hit for me.
I will take the hit of sweating through a shift if it makes you a happier person.
Australian of the Year coming up because I've got a nominee. We're putting the heat up to 20 in the studio.
Send the email through, and when they say, what has he done for you, just say, well, he let me put the air conditioner on. At an appropriate temperature. Oh, and let's see how that goes for me.
You're experiencing hot flushes. However, I need this temp. We're keeping it at 20 warm.
All right.
Thank you. Scientifically proven.
Yeah, let's see how that goes.
If you're anything like me, then you can firmly agree that all things Uber are so convenient and so, so fun.
Yep.
The thousands of dollars that I have wasted on Uber Eats and the hundreds of dollars that I've spent on catching Uber's places that I certainly could have driven to, astounding. However, it's a conscious choice that I make every day because I love not doing things for myself.
Of course.
And Uber, in all their luxury, have taken their services to the next level. And when I say next level, I mean a level that no Uber has ever gone to before. Now, they're partnering with Tourism and Events Queensland and they're offering a service called Scuba.
Now, there's a whole new way to explore the Great Barrier Reef. It's called Scuba, the world's first ride-sharing submarine.
This was absolutely mind-blowing.
The battery-operated watercraft takes two people at a time 30 metres under the surface for a 180-degree fisheye view of the natural wonder. Adventurers will be able to book a trip from Gladstone to the Great Barrier Reef via Uber's app. For $1,500 per person, they'll get a Tesla to the airport and a chopper to Heron Island before jumping aboard and exploring the reef for an hour without getting wet.
Yeah, it's very Elon Musk-y, isn't it?
Isn't it? $1,500 though.
If I had the cash to splash, I think I would do it. However, you know the movie WALL-E with the robot?
And they go
up to the spaceship where all the people live, and they've all gotten so much technology that they're like, you know, they're lazy and basically melted into their chairs.
Mm.
Every time something like this comes out, I worry that we're a step closer to that stage of humanity. Because if you can just order Scubas, why are you actually scuba diving? Gotten rid of scuba diving now as a result of scuba? I don't know.
Yeah, going out for a swim? Nope, I'm ordering a scuba.
And they have those little bubbles on their heads and they're on the little bikes. Look, the whole thing freaks me out. I love it.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. I love the convenience for people who can't go out and scuba dive and explore themselves.
Sure.
However, WALL-E, watch it. It's freaky. Technology, slow down.
Less a movie, more a documentary. There's a couple of different ways that people can love their own work. You can love your own work, but have no reason to because your work is just not right. Okay? Yes?
Once upon a time, I was awarded a photo frame and it said Fig Jam on it and I didn't know what it meant at first.
Yes, okay.
But it does mean, frick, I'm good, just ask me.
Yep.
Definitely doesn't resonate with me completely, but every now and then I am a fan of my own work. I think I'm the funniest person to ever walk the earth.
And you know what? There's, on one side of things, if you love your own work and it's not justified, it's not great work, you know, well, that's completely up to you. Every now and again, though, you find those people that love their own work and they have every reason to love their own work because they've done something purely amazing. And that's the kind of guy that I want to talk about now. This guy has become viral because his name is Mark Schwartz and he's a broadcaster and he calls games for minor league baseball.
Yeah.
So in the States. And he was calling a game when a foul was hit. So a foul, if you don't know baseball, somebody takes a swing at the ball, they sort of chip the ball, it goes up and behind the foul line, more often than not, goes up nice and high and into the crowd that sits behind the batter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just so happens the broadcast box is also behind the batter.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught the foul ball, but he called it the whole time. So he was not only calling the game, but he was calling his catch. It's hilarious. And at the end, loving his own work so much.
Okay, play it to me. I need to hear it.
Check this out.
Double-digit wins on the young season. 1-1. Cordula swings and fouls it off towards the broadcast booth, and I make the catch on the foul ball. I am very proud of myself. I hope somebody got video of that. Boy, am I impressive. What a play by me.
I love that he doesn't break character.
Yeah.
He's like, Boy, am I proud of me. Yeah. I love that. Like, it keeps in character the whole time. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome? That happened 6 days ago, and already people have made T-shirts and are selling T-shirts with his catchphrase.
You know what else I must say, Haim? Yeah. Whoever said men can't multitask?
Clearly. Well, he's a rare exception, but good on him. It's Hamish and Paris at here.
Here's something you never knew that you would miss. Toyota has said farewell to one of Australia's favourite vehicles, the Tarago. Now, there's 100,000 of them on the roads as we speak. And if you don't know what vehicle I'm talking about, maybe this will rattle your memory.
Because it's designed to move you with an uncommon degree of style, the Toyota Tarago has all the power, the luxury, the inbuilt safety, the room, the comfort, and the smooth ride you'd expect in Australia's favourite people mover. Oh, what a feeling. Tarago.
Ah, beautiful. Hey, did your family ever have a Tarago?
No, never did the Tarago. Had friends that had obviously more kids in the family and therefore got the Tarago because it is a people mover.
Yes. Well, prior to the SUV boom, it was the most popular people moving vehicle between the year 1980 and 1990. But unfortunately, since 2004, the Tarago has been consistently outsold by none other than the Kia Carnival.
Oh, okay.
Sales have been sliding for them as well, despite the addition of a V6 engine option and more equipment. And to be honest, regretting not purchasing one because I'm seeing photos of the most recent interiors on a Tarago.
Yep.
Looks like a small home.
Well, maybe it would be the case for some people. You know, you could just go, you're going to go camping this weekend. You could have gone in a Tarago and decked yourself out.
You know, they've actually got a Tarago.
Oh, you're going in a Tarago?
It's not what I'm going in, but the option is there if I change my mind.
Do it.
However, this is just a shout out to Tarago lovers everywhere. Yeah. Anybody who's been saving all their pennies hoping to purchase one, I apologise, but they're officially decontinued forever. The word is discontinued.
Yeah, it is discontinued, but that's okay.
It's a Friday. F off Friday. Yeah, I can say what I want.
That's right. Just make up words on a Friday.
A blue cigar schnapp, me sob.
All right, on that note, we wave goodbye to the Tarago.
It's, yes.
Yep, we're sorry to see you go. Although, if you have a Tarago, maybe it's a collector's edition now. Put it in the shed for a while. You never know, in 10 years it might be worth something.
Okay, good luck.
As a teenager, you do some pretty weird stuff. You experiment a little. You're learning life. Paris, did you do any weird stuff as
Look,
a teenager?
I did a lot of weird things, but I know the path that we're about to walk down together, and I just want to clarify none of this genre. But yes, I have made mistakes.
Well, yes, we've all made mistakes, and you don't have the equipment in order to make the mistake that the teenager I'm just about to talk about has done. This is a story hot off the presses from Malaysia. A guy there, a teenager, stuck his penis in a drain pipe. Not just any drain pipe, it was a toilet drain pipe. The toilet was unused, as in it had been used, but it had been closed down from overuse maybe. And as a teenager, he saw a drain pipe with a hole in it and he went, you know what would fit in there? And put his downstairs region in there.
There's a lot of things to be considered here, especially when looking at a toilet drain pipe.
Yeah.
Firstly, it's not going to be smooth inside the drain pipe.
No.
Or soft or warm.
No.
And the edges of the drain pipe, probably a little rusty.
Yes.
Probably
jagged.
A little jagged.
Yeah.
And probably, well, I was going to assume not that firm, but from this story, I think it's safe to assume it was.
Yes, and why would you even think with a rusty, jagged old drain pipe, you go, you know what I might do? I've got 10 minutes spare. I might just pop that in there and see what happens. Well, I can tell you what happened. He got stuck, and he got stuck for hours. Originally, he was there for an hour before he called somebody and said, hey, stuck in the toilet, can you help me out? Called a friend. The friend then called the fireys. They came with the, heavy pipe cutting equipment, and like a chainsaw type thing that cuts through metal, and then they cut the drain pipe out.
Look, we were assuming that he was doing something of a sexual nature.
Well, he's a teenager. Yeah.
Maybe he just saw a hole in it. A little leak, and he thought, I can't afford a plumber today.
Maybe that's right. Maybe. Oh, the toilet's jammed. I know what'll fix it. I'll just plunge it with this. But you know what? It took them 8 hours to free him. To be honest, it was 7.5 hours of laughing at him and then half an hour of actual work. But, you know, they got him out eventually.
Free toilet pipe boy. It's going to be the new hashtag.
Maybe.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.